No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
With, I think, the Falcons on the knocking at the door. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented, as always, by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs and more stuff coming to youtube.com/MBG1211 in 2015. I am Sorokin. On the other end of the line is Lindsay Ward.
Eric needs a hug.
Alright, so we're going to get right into why the thing is that shocked us tonight. This was the Slammy Award edition of Monday Night Raw. I'll tell you who won what here in a bit. But we want to get to the main story in our mind, and that was the unexpected match on Monday Night Raw. And we're sitting here watching Monday Night Raw, and they say, Eric Rowan's in action. And then they just casually say, against his former brother and Luke Harper, next. And the reaction was?
With no warning?
What the hell?
Yeah. Like, here we were talking like the other night about how, oh, this could be a pay-per-view match and you could build a really good feud around it. Nope, they're giving it away for free on Monday Night Raw. Like, what the heck, y'all? Seriously, I understand that you need to, you know, promote their matches and everything, but just, like, seriously, you could have, you just threw that away. Like, that's the thing, is that's the first real match between the two, and you just throw it away. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, it was like, what the heck? But one thing, and we talk about this a lot, they're brothers, and, you know, Bray Wyatt calls them brothers, and they fought like brothers in this match.
They did. They really did.
They just beat on each other for a few minutes. Then we had the gator roll, and then we had, you know, a ladder involved. Then we had steel steps involved, and they both hit each other with different things, and they both left with owies, and yeah.
Well, what's interesting is Eric walked in underprepared, but so did Luke.
Though Luke had a ladder with him.
Luke did come with a ladder, and I yelled at him to, you know, put the ladder down.
He didn't listen.
No, he didn't. Well, he put the letter down. He just, you know, set it up, and then, well, he smacked his brother with it.
A few times.
A few times.
Yeah.
Like brothers do.
Like brothers do, just beating on each other with letters. So, that was one of the main things we thought of. One of the other surprising moments of the night was to see Charlotte, the NXT Women's Champion, in action against Natalya.
which everybody was really excited to see, because if you missed the match that they had at NXT TakeOver a few months ago, oh my god, go watch it, because it's fantastic. So everyone was really excited.
Right. And they had a good match.
They did. They really did. Except for, you know, the finish.
Yeah, I was not happy with this finish, just because, well, and this goes back to how WWE books things, and I was having this conversation with Tim. It's like, that was bad booking, and I understand the logical side of the booking, where it's like, yeah, they make the champion vulnerable going in, and that means the champion's going to win on Thursday, technically. But it's like, this was her debut on Monday Night Raw.
Pretty much, and you have her lose? I don't know. You could have at least had that go to a no contest.
You should have. How often does Natty win? Not often. She beats Summer Rae. That's how often she wins. But she loses to everyone else, so it's like, you could have had Natty lose. You could have had Tyson cost Natty the match.
That too.
So it's like, I thought this would have been an opportunity to showcase Charlotte and let her come out strong and then be like, look, this is a dominant champion. Go watch her beat on someone else Thursday on your network for $9.99. That would have been, like, logical booking to me, but the old way to do it is you make the champion vulnerable so they can, you know, so there's a suspense going into the match. But it's like, you have TV to build the other superstar up to make it look like that. You do not need to make the champion look weak. And that's what they sort of did here. And I don't know, I wasn't happy with that one at all.
No. And I wish this had gotten more time so they could do more and really showcase Charlotte. But I guess it is what it is.
Yeah. I guess so, but that was one of my big complaints coming out of the match. The match was good. Charlotte was over because, well, they were in the Carolinas, so that was a good place to debut her and at least get her feet wet on TV. Because they don't have any other programming to really push the special, because main event is going to be at Best of Show because of their taping Tribute Troops tomorrow, so I don't think there's going to be a main event, but I could be totally wrong unless they're doing 5 hours. I don't think they're doing 5 hours on of taping tomorrow in Columbus, but I could be totally wrong. Now, moving on from that, we'll save Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose for a little bit later, but I wanted to talk about Damian Mizdow for a second.
Aside from the fact that he's awesome?
Besides the fact that he is awesome. Okay. There was a moment, there was a couple moments. By the way, he won LOL Moment of the Year and couldn't even get his trophy because The Miz took it. Bastard. But there was a couple spots in that match. I just want to bring up the suplex spot where he came in the ring, did the front flip.
That was awesome.
And then on the app, and they showed it on the replay, where Miz was up in a vertical suplex, and he did a handstand on the outside of the ring.
And Kane was yelling at him.
Yeah. That was kind of awesome. So I wanted to make mention of that, but let's, before we get to the main event and what happened with Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose, let's go through some of the awards that actually happened on the live show. Seth Green was your host, and the This Is Awesome moment, which had an interesting interaction between Miz and Seth Green in the beginning. It went to the debut, it was Sting's debut, which was good.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Seth Green didn't really seem that into it. Like, he was into it, but he wasn't into it. Like, he kind of seemed very just stiff.
At first, he warmed up as the night went on.
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, we had the return of People Power. John Laurinaitis with his yellow bow tie.
Oh my god.
He was there for a surprise return of the year, which went to the Ultimate Warrior.
Yay.
which was kind of awesome to see. we'll skip over that one because we'll lead into that one. We had Diva of the Year, which was presented by Jerry Lawler. That went to AJ Lee. And somewhere, Bailey went, squee!
Yeah, AJ did a really nice job of giving a shout-out to all the NXT divas and some of the WWE divas as well. She basically gave a nice shout-out. Basically, next year she hopes that someone like Bailey or Sasha Banks or...
Charlotte.
Charlotte, Emma...
And Paige.
And Paige win Diva of the Year.
Which was nice. It was a nice touch.
It really was.
We learned on this show Naomi's going to Hollywood to meet with Mrs. Agent. And this is where we won a series on the WWE Network where Naomi and John Uso go to Hollywood.
Yeah, this needs to be a reality show. This needs to happen.
As we mentioned, LOL Moment of the Year went to Damian Mizdow. We had a Rusev and Lana segment where Jack Swagger came out and said, "You break Zeb leg, I break your ankle." And they had a pull apart brawl. Match of the Year, presented by Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, went to the one and only match of the year that many people didn't expect, Team Cena versus Team Authority. We were sort of expecting the Shield versus Evolution, but I guess this was on the minds of many fans now, and that's why they went with that. That's my only reasoning for that one.
I guess.
Extreme Moment of the Year was presented by Mr. Monday Night, Rob Van Dam. That went to Chris Jericho going off the cage on Monday Night Raw, diving down onto Bray Wyatt.
A good catch on his part.
And then Superstar of the Year presented by Booker T, went to Roman Reigns, who was in the house.
Roman looked great. It's always wonderful to see. I kind of question the validity, and I'm not trying to make it seem like sour grapes or anything like that, but when you look at who was in that category, especially given what they've done in the same amount of time that Roman did,
you figured guys like Daniel Bryan
or Brock Lesnar or a Dean Ambrose or Seth Rollins or even a Bray Wyatt would have been voted over Roman. So I would actually like to see the poll results. Not that I'm calling WWE out and saying that they're liars, but I question the validity of this one. I really, really do. Because it's like, either Roman really is that popular, which if he is, that's wonderful. That means he's got a great future ahead of him.
Right.
But if not, then they're rigging it, which I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. So we had all of those. Next week on Raw, it's Raw is Jericho. Chris Jericho will be the one in charge, which it will be cool to see. Makes you wonder why he wasn't there this week, but I guess that's because he's there next week. We had Santa Foley return. And he was giving a slam. He said, make sure to send that slammy to Al in Lima, Ohio. There's your Al Snow reference. It only took 2 weeks of Santa Foley to get an Al Snow reference in there. But he made it happen.
Cheap pop?
Exactly. And I wonder how many people caught that. We had a six-man tag. Ryback and the Usos beat Kane and Miz and Mizdow, as we talked about that match earlier. AJ beat Summer Rae. But there was one award that we sort of skipped over, and we're going to talk about it. I should mention that the New Day's Kofi Kingston beat Stardust, and Ziggler beat Seth Rollins beat Ziggler in an opening contest, which was a really good match. That was match of the night.
Oh, easy.
Hands down, like the finish, there was a distraction. The J&J secured it with the distraction, pushed Ziggler off the top rope, right into the curb stomp for the victory on that one. Now, we skipped over one award, and that was the Oh My God moment of the year, presented by Santino Marella, which went to Brock Lesnar ending the streak.
Well, I have to say it was awkward just from Santino's speech, but then Heyman came out, and while Heyman started to talk about the thing that nobody wants to hear about, but, well, wouldn't you know it, Heyman kind of got interrupted.
As Mr. Bray Wyatt showed up, it was like, we had this idea last night. Taker would show up and make Paul Heyman piss his pants. But instead, Bray Wyatt came out, and, well, he cut an amazing promo on Dean Ambrose. And it basically was, that was her chair.
Which I called.
She did, and you called that forever ago.
Oh, yeah, forever ago. Yeah, it's Abigail's chair.
It was Abigail's chair, yeah.
It's pretty obvious it's Abigail's chair.
Bray's point was, Dean took something he can't replace, so he took something from Dean. And Bray won't allow us to cry over Dean Ambrose. He deserved what happened, as the end is near, because the monster in Bray Wyatt's coming out at WWE TLC. Tables, ladders, chairs, oh my. But then as Bray's done cutting his promo, which looked awkward because he was missing his chair. Damn it, Dean. An ambulance showed up. In the dark, which was a cool visual, the ambulance shows up in the dark. You just see the red flashing lights backing up into the arena. And then, the doors open, and there's smoke coming out of the ambulance. What did you know it? Dean had smoke in his ambulance because Dean Ambrose showed up.
Dean found Bray's stash.
Maybe Van Damme's stash. Anyway, he had a table with him. He had a chair with him. He had a ladder with him. He ripped off the collar. He showed up. They brawled. Like, there's this moment. Dean's just going under the ring for chairs. And he throws, like, a chair into the ring and it hit Bray Wyatt in the head.
Yeah, and he's like, ow.
Bray's laying there, face down on the mat, not watching. And you just look and go, boink. And it hits him on the top of the head.
He got an owie.
Touchdown Falcons. They're trying to keep this game alive. They're trying to, with 2:11 left, they're down, I guess, going to be down 6 or 7. They're trying to make this comeback.
They are trying.
But yeah, so we had a brawl between the two, and eventually Dean chased Bray out of the ring. And Dean Ambrose says the only way Bray's leaving TLC is in an ambulance. He will become a monster and eat Bray Wyatt alive.
To which Bray looked slightly concerned.
Because the monster inside Dean Ambrose has been awakened.
Not that it was ever really asleep.
Not that it was ever asleep, but, yeah. I like the build between these two. It's been a good build.
I'm very eager to see how this happens, because I'm honestly expecting these two to just tear each other apart. So I'm very, very excited to see what happens on Sunday.
As am I, and we'll be previewing TLC this Thursday night on the Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But then we had a main event on Monday Night Raw. And that was John Cena versus Big Show, and well, that was kind of boring. But we move on from that when Seth Rollins shows up. And Seth Rollins shows up. They try to attack him. Dolph Ziggler makes a save. But Big Show gets up, knocks out both Cena and Ziggler. But then Eric Rowan's coming down to make the save. Until what happened?
Until Luke and Eric got into it, and Luke beat up Eric and hurt Eric, and I'm going to have to throw something at Luke's head.
Yeah, Luke Harper attacked Eric Rowan from behind, which allowed Big Show to have some fun and ended up chokeslamming Eric Rowan onto the steel steps. We had a brawl with everybody. They were trying to put Luke Harper ended up putting Dolph Ziggler through a table, which looked awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Vicious and did it to him. We have Ryback come out. We had Kane come out. So everyone's out there. But eventually, there was an AA to Harper, but John Cena ate a curb stomp. So everyone's down. Cena's down. J&J security gets back up. They drag Cena out of the ring. They clear the announce table. And the new Shield is born. Triple powerbomb through the table.
Gimmick infringement.
So that's how Monday Night Raw ends. Cena going through the announce table. Ziggler in the ring through a table. And all the heels standing tall as we head into WWE TLC. Tables, ladders, chairs.
And stairs.
This was, as far as Slammy Awards shows go, this lacked star power. It lacked surprises.
It lacked a lot of things, but overall it was a pretty good show.
This was a good show. It was not this show didn't feel like it was dragging. It was entertaining throughout. But Ricky Steamboat was cool, but it's like, the first couple of awards were duds because the Warrior has passed away, and Sting is not there, so it's like, first couple of awards sort of put you onto, okay. And that sort of happened with the pre-show where The Rock won a couple of awards. It's like, oh, he's not there either, so it's like, hey, we're giving to people, they're not around. But that happens.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. Some things can't be helped.
Can't be helped at all. No. So overall, good show tonight. We'll see what happens Thursday night when we head into WWE TLC. But before we get to TLC, something else is happening Thursday night.
That's right. Tune in, everybody, for The Rack this Thursday, where we are going to be talking all about the big breaking story this week, which is CM Punk signing with UFC. We're going to be previewing tables, ladders, chairs, and stairs, and so much more. So you don't want to miss it. It's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
And you can't forget our review of NXT TakeOver Our Evolution this Thursday.
Nope.
On The Rack. Tune in. Check out the show on Facebook at facebook.com/WTRTheRack and twitter.com/WTR_rack and check it out on YouTube, youtube.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday Night Midnight Edition is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. You can follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. And check out the website, cbradiolive.com, and use the hashtag BlameRob as well. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio returns after a one-week absence to review WWE Tables, Ladders, Chairs, and Stairs with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega. Follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday and facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio and facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. And check us out on iTunes. Just search for Wild Talk Radio Network, as well as Stitcher and TuneIn Radio.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it's available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard. And don't forget, check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on WildTalkRadio.com.
Remember, check out RackRadioShow.com as well. Also, check out PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And a podcast coming in 2015. She's Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next Monday night for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and Thursday night for The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, only on WildTalkRadio.com.